This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Hello, hello. It's Gary and Chelsea back with another episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
So much in this episode, including celebrations for a very special day with my bestie, Ed Sheeran.
Are you besties, though?
Not really, no. We saluted history's greatest lettuce. We got some inspiration for lottery winning spending, something a little bit different. We also had a shock of the week from you concerning movies.
If you're a fan of The Matrix, you are never going to look at that film the same again.
You might have heard of holiday cruising, but what about holiday bruising?
This story obviously involves me.
Also one of your friends.
We're as bad as each other.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it. That and niche calendars, Muppets breaking the law, and so much else. It's all coming up for you in this jam-packed edition of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
Make sure you click that subscribe button so you don't miss out on the latest drops.
Enjoy this one. Eggs, lettuce and cookie monsters.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
People in the office here, and I imagine where you're working as well, have been talking about Christmas stuff and getting things for Christmas. Always hard to find presents for people. One thing you can barely go wrong on is because there's lots of places they can hang it, a calendar. If they really like it.
Yeah, the calendar it's either a really good stocking filler.
Right.
Or it's like if you get a Secret Santa and you don't know what to get someone, yeah. Get them a calendar.
Okay, well, look, this one
sorted.
Is absolutely electrifying. You're going to love this. It is the UK's best pylons calendar. Different 12 wonderful pylons to enjoy for every month of next year. The dream child of Stuart Atkinson, 56, who loves them. He loves the pylon.
Really? He loves the pylon?
He loves the pylon. He
says, I didn't see that coming.
People slated the Eiffel Tower when it was built, but now people come from all around the world to see it because they love it. Pylons don't look that different to the Eiffel Tower. And you've got to say, Stuart's got a point.
That is a fair point, you know, that if you get up close and in the daytime, see, the Eiffel Tower looks all sparkly and cute at night,
yeah.
But in the day it is just
yeah.
A pylon, really,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Exactly, it's a pylon and it doesn't even carry electric, so what's the point of that?
It does have a restaurant on it, though.
Okay, right, fine. It's got some things that pylons don't have, but pylons are still great. Don't undermine me when I'm trying to sell these. I'm on 10%. I'm not really, everybody. I'm not really. We're not allowed to do that kind of thing. But just a heads up, you know,
if you're a fan of a pylon.
Yeah, if you know someone who loves pylons or is just, you know, I don't know, a massive loser.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Egg Day! It's Egg Day today. And I thought, what better way to celebrate than reminding everyone. Look, when you've got the biggest pop star in the world on your radio programme, you need to talk about eggs. And that's what we did with Ed Sheeran.
Eggs Benedict with smoked salmon and hollandaise sauce.
Oh, Ed, you've changed. That's his favourite.
That's his favourite.
Yeah, we got into a bit of a thing about it.
You've changed.
Have you? You've so never had Eggs
one
Benedict?
Of your songs.
Mate, I had Eggs Benedict when I was living on student sofas.
Well, I know eggs, but what's Benedict when it's at home?
Google it. You boil the egg and it has like a runny middle and then you can put Tabasco on it and stuff. Like, mate, like it's a well-known thing. Have you had smash on toast?
What?
Eggs Benedict with like, I think it's guacamole or something.
Oh,
but
now you're just getting crazy on us, Ed.
What do you do in Kent? Like, do you not have Eggs Benedict? My dad's from Kent and he eats Eggs Benedict.
Where's your dad from?
Bromley.
So look, if you wake up in Bromley today, imagine you're having Eggs Benedict. I've never had Eggs Benedict. I thought they were quite bougie. I imagine you've had Eggs Benedict out of your ears.
It's a brunch thing, I think. I can't remember if the Benedict one has meat or not, though.
I don't think there's meat. He didn't. Ed didn't mention meat, so I'm going to say that Ed knows. But anyway,
how do you like your eggs in the morning?
He likes his with some hollandaise sauce.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
A salute to salad right now. A salute to salad, most especially lettuce. Most especially a particular lettuce. You might remember, go on.
Is it the one that lasted longer than Liz Truss?
It is the one that lasted longer than Liz Truss. So you remember we had a fabulous Prime Minister, Liz Truss. She was in power for 49 days. Put £10 on my mortgage repayments for every day that she was in office. God bless her. And she was put up against a lettuce to see which would last longer by one of the tabloid newspapers. The lettuce did last longer.
It survived.
The lettuce was bought from a Tesco in East London, and they've now put a blue plaque up on the Tesco to commemorate the lettuce purchased here in September 22. Lasted longer than Prime Minister Liz Truss.
The fact that the lettuce has a plaque and Liz Truss doesn't have
yes,
a plaque.
Yes, well, it tells you everything you need to know.
Makes it even better. Really I love does. The internet.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
So there's a lady. She's won the lottery. She won £1 million. Good for her. And I thought this could be a bit of inspiration. If you do the lottery, you do any scratch cards, any of that stuff, and you think, what to spend it on? You've probably got lots of ideas already. But if you want to do something a bit different, this lady, she got into dance. She's 72 now. She got into dance when she was in her 60s.
Love this.
But then had to give up dancing. First of all, she was ill, and then she's got better.
Yeah.
But then she just couldn't afford it.
It's expensive, a lot of things to pay for.
But she's won the lottery now, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about the thing. So she's bought herself some fantastic frocks to wear. And she's had a dance at the Blackpool Tower Ballroom, which is where they do one of the Strictly's, one of the most famous dance places.
It's so beautiful inside as
in
well.
In the whole world. And that's what she's done with her money. She's like living her dream. So
I love that.
You know, if there is something you've always thought, I want to do that. When you've got the money for it, when you win the lottery, because you will win the lottery, I'm sure. You know, the chances are what, like 2-3 to 1, I think, to win the lottery. I wonder how much it is to hire out the O2 or somewhere like that.
Imagine.
And just put on a gig. I mean, I can't sing or dance or anything, but, you know, you always dream of it. Yeah, that's no fun, is it? No, I want to be out at the front, thank you very much. I'm already hidden behind the decks. I want to be out the front in an outfit, dancing. Doesn't matter if no one comes.
You need a big hat like
Jax Jones. What are you trying to do to me? You're trying to hide me. Trying to hide me in a big hat behind the decks. Let me out. Right, you are not coming. Anyone else can come to my free gig at the IG. You're not invited.
You're going to bar me.
You're not invited. You're out. Security.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Shock of the week.
Now, this one is movie related.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever watched any of the Matrix films.
Yes,
iconic,
I haven't
classics.
Watched them since they came out, so yeah, I haven't seen them for a long time, but they are iconic, yeah.
But what you might remember, or it's what's quite recognisable from the movies, is the green code. You know, the green, like, digital rain kind of code in the Matrix.
Yeah, the whole world was made up of it was a computer world they lived in, wasn't it? So they showed you that and it's been used lots and lots and lots since. The green numbers kind of flickering across
through.
The screen.
It's iconic.
It is absolutely iconic, yeah.
Well, I found out the other day that there's something a bit fishy about that green code because it's not actually code at all. It's Japanese sushi recipes.
Wow.
So all this time,
I thought it was numbers.
We've been watching The Matrix.
Yeah.
Thinking, oh, this could be like some secret code to something.
Yeah.
Wonder what it is. It's just telling you how to make a spicy salmon roll.
Shock of the week.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
And I'm going to tell you about a fatal error that I made.
Uh-oh.
Big, big error, huge. Me and my friend, about 3 weeks ago now, decided to do a Tough Mudder. And for those that don't know, we thought that this was like a cute little girly mud run where you'd get a little bit muddy and do a bit of a run and it would be nice and fun. It's actually quite hardcore. There's like army crawling. You have to haul yourself over things. There's things that shock you and throw you across things. You have to stand on people you don't know. It's a lot. Ultimate regret when we arrived and realised this, but we thought we'll go for it. And the thing is, we're both peaches. We bruise a lot. And the funny thing is that a couple of days after we did this Tough Mudder, we both went on holiday and our bruises started to come out. But the best thing is my friend was in Disney, so she started to do a time lapse over her course of her holiday in Disney of her bruises. But rather than just the picture of her bruise coming out, she would have the picture of her bruises with each Disney character. So she was going around Disney with this bruise on her shin, like, look, I got this from doing this army run.
Wow.
And then got each of the Disney characters to pose with her. And my favourite was Pluto, which is the little dog from Mickey Mouse at the end, who's pretending to lick it better.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
You said somebody's guilty of stealing biscuits. Is it Andy Walker?
Andy Walker is, but he's not the person I'm after here. because the person who's famous for stealing biscuits has now gone one step further in their criminality. I'm talking about Cookie Monster. Cookie Monster.
Oh, I feel like Cookie Monster just misunderstood.
No, you think so? The German police don't agree with you because they've got the speed cameras gone off in Dortmund in Germany. 60 miles per hour in a 50 mile per hour zone. Someone's clocked. They've looked at the picture there. Who's behind the wheel? Cookie Monster. Cookie Monster driving the car's breaking the speed limit. They have not tracked him down yet, but they say he will be fined €40 when they catch him. Cookie Monster, who knew?
Cookie Monster's a speeder. Maybe he'd run out of biscuits and he was like, it's an emergency. I need to get some and I need to get them now.
Well, there are some suggestions. It's not the actual Cookie Monster. It might be someone who's dressed up like Cookie Monster. I hope that's the case. But either way, German police, wake up, guys. Just follow the trail of cookie crumbs. You're going to be led straight to him. Do I have to do everything for everyone round here?
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Mudeng, right? Everyone's loving Mudeng.
Mudeng, pygmy hippo that's taken over the internet.
Yeah, well, was hot, not now. Mudeng's, Mudeng's done.
Why is Mudeng done?
Because Lololi is here instead. Lololi.
Who is Lololi?
Lololi's another hippo who lives at Taronga Zoo in Sydney. And Lololi has, taken the cuteness up another level because Lololi is much chunkier. Yeah. She was born only tiny, 8 pounds when she was born, little hippo, but now is 143 pounds. She's chunking it up nicely.
Oh, she is nice and chunky.
And Lololi has got the extra special cuteness of being able to try and eat rain when it falls. So they've got a video of her eating rain. She's trying. The rain's coming down. Lololi, the 143-pound hippo's having a good old...
She's doing her best.
So they're saying, sorry, Mudeng, but your time is over.
Poor Mudeng.
Well, that's showbiz, kid. That's showbiz.
Mudeng's going to have to find another way to be cute to bring it back.
No, Mudeng's already signed up for Dancing on Ice next year. It's fine.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
One of Kent's favourite sons, one of Chatham's biggest stars, the man who provided us hits like this.
Cheers.
With his band Blue. That's One Love. He did All Rise as well. I'm talking about Lee Ryan, of course. Lee Ryan, Chatham's very own. Lee Ryan has secretly married. Secretly married, and
I love it
Kent's
when
radio station.
Get secretly married.
I don't. Why do you like it?
Because
I wanna
life's
know.
So public. I think it's nice for them to get a bit of privacy.
No, it's not. We need to know about these things. We should be in the know. We're Kent's radio station. We're Chapman's favourite radio station. We should blooming well know about it. Anyway, that's not the surprise. It's happened in Spain, and here's the thing, everyone. He has married Ariana Grande.
What?
That's what it says here.
No,
he's married
Ariana Grande.
He's married Ariana. It says it here,
no,
Rebecca White, in the newspaper.
He's dating the guy from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, hang on, there's something over the page. He's dating Ariana Grande impersonator Verity Paris on a boat in Spain. They apparently got married technically 2 years ago, but they're having the proper wedding party just now. So congratulations, Lee Ryan and Ariana Grande's top impersonator Verity Paris.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Pylons, the calendar we talked about last week. This guy called Stuart, who loves pylons and has compiled a whole calendar, 12 wonderful pylons to enjoy, one for every month of 2025.
Everybody's got a niche passion, though. I bet there's somebody out there that's like, thank goodness that man made a pylon calendar.
What? Yeah, yeah. Oh, they're going to pile on the pylons. Of course they are. There's a pylon happening. Of course there is. He says, basically, look at the Eiffel Tower. It's basically a pylon. People come from all the world, around the world to see it. So why not? So I've had a look at other ones that you might want to buy if you like niche stuff. How about Ian Beale, the calendar. Not Adam Wood yet, the actor.
Ian Beale.
The best
Stop
one is him
it.
With his scraggly beard and his little beanie hat when he was hard times.
By.
Yeah. So there's that one to enjoy. There's also the Nuns Having Fun calendar, which is nuns
having fun.
You guessed it. How did you get that?
Oh, is it like them playing like crazy golf?
Yes, yes. A picture. One of them's having a kickabout with some lads in a tunic. What's it called? A habit.
Yeah. A habit.
So she's going to get that in the mud and that'll be a dirty habit, I imagine. And then my favourite, the calendar of abandoned mattresses. You know, you see them at roadsides. They've been fly-tipped. People have dragged them out. Abandoned mattresses. Yeah. 12 months of glorious mattress action. Isn't that lovely? I don't think you'll get weirder than that.
Oh, it will, because I'm here and I've got one. Every year, my mum makes me and my dad a custom calendar.
Oh, we'll have photos
puts,
of the family.
Yeah, loads of photos of me and my friends, me and my family. But the thing is, she always has one of the months that is just a photo of me. So if you come to my house on a random month, it will look like I've just got a calendar of myself. For goodness sake,
well, if
Mama
anyone
Little.
Would, if anyone would. Have you found yourself explaining that to people before?
Well, the thing is as well, she never puts it on my birthday month. It's always a random one, like February. It's like, if you're going to do it, at least put it in December, Helen.
Let's see if anyone can go weirder than that. Charlie in Ashford, you reckon you can?
Oh, yeah. For Christmas last year, my eldest son bought my son, who's 11, a calendar for 2024, and it was dogs pooping in beautiful places.
This is the best thing I have ever heard.
There's a TV show in this.
There's so many questions as well. Like, is it just like a landscape and you've got to look for the dog pooping? Or is it a close-up of the dog pooping?
Oh, no, there's a real close-up of the dog pooping.
What are the beautiful sights if you can tear your eye away from the, you know, the main view, let's say? What kind of backgrounds are there? What beautiful landscapes are there behind?
Rivers and lakes, and there's mountains and there's trees and there's parks, and it's very beautiful, but you're kind of distracted by the big poo.
Yeah, that is kind of distracting.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
It strictly says razzle dazzle. Local. It's Kentish. This is incredible. So Kentish cowpats are helping Strictly Success. Can you believe it? This is JLS star JB Gill.
Oh, yeah, who's currently on Strictly.
He's got a farm, 11 acres. 11 acres in Sevenoaks. And he finds that doing the mucking out is and the pooper scooping really helps him. Really helps him get in the right zone for the game. He says, when I'm mucking out my farm, I find myself in a bubble.
Ooh. What kind of bubble?
I think it means mental bubble.
Okay.
He says it's quite therapeutic. Sometimes I'll go away from a training session and I'll not be fully happy with something. But after some quiet time, I come back and it's all there and it's back and I'm ready to go. There you go. Everyone, maybe you're going for a dog walk today. You know, doing that pooper scooping. It's going to set you up for success this morning.
That's going to sort you right out.
It's going to sort you right out. That's where Nick Knowles has gone wrong. Was he picking up any?
He was not.
No, he was not.
Gary and Chelsea, KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KM FM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KM FM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KM FM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.